You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
I want to move on and to speak to a woman who is well known from our screens and for her no-nonsense approach to nutrition and fitness. Dr. Eva Orsman is now offering hope to those suffering from type 2 diabetes in a new book, Reverse Your Diabetes, The Revolutionary Diet Plan for Taking Control of Type 2 Diabetes. It's just been launched. She'll be holding an information event in Galway next week, and she joins us now on the line. Dr. Eva Orsman, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
And thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. Is diabetes reversible, and if so, how?
You know, first of all, you could do, obviously, medicine, you can never guarantee anything.
But sure.
Especially if it's very early diagnosed. We say typically early diagnosed diabetes as newly diagnosed before 5 years from diagnosis. In those cases, you can almost guarantee. But after the length of time, depends on many factors. Depends on the fact that what type of medication the patient has already used for the treatment of this disease, because many of the type 2 diabetic drugs that we are using to keep the sugar under control, while they are helping to reduce the sugar readings, they also have side effects. And some of these side effects, for example, are that they are basically killing the beta cells that are producing insulin from the pancreas. So while you are helping yourself, your body, to keep the sugar readings down, you are actually at the same time making damage. So you are trying to avoid the complications, but they obviously pay to price to pay. So the best way to do would be to obviously change the diet and try to get rid of this visceral fat.
And what are the particularly damaging foods? Is it simply junk food, or is it more than that?
It's not just, it's obviously diet is one of the risk factors, but it's more to say it's the visceral fat that sits in the deep abdominal cavity. If you take your waistline measurement at the level of your belly button, and you basically try to imagine that it's that fat that sits there between the kidneys and liver and around pancreas, that fat is different in composition compared to the fat that sits around, let's say, your thighs and your legs and your arms and your boobs. Because that deep visceral fat produces inflammatory hormones, which is then responsible basically for the creation of this what's called insulin resistance.
So is what should we be cutting out, what should we be adding into our diets?
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you have to reduce your weight, and then obviously subsequently you need to also reduce the weight, but you also have to change the composition of your diet. So basically meaning we initially, what we do with the very low calorie diet, which I am showcasing on my latest book, we are basing it on vegetables. So there would be homemade vegetable soups, there would be stir fries, and then you're using supplements which are, for example, high protein bread that you can even cook from the flour at home, or you can buy these rolls ready-made, which are very low content of carbohydrates but higher in protein, meaning that when you are eating the food, your sugar readings in your blood do not go up. And when your sugar readings in your blood do not go up, this allows, under medical supervision, a medical professional, to reduce your medication from the start of the diet. So obviously, it's vitally important that the patient sticks to the diet. So we typically, when we start somebody on this diet, we usually start them, let's say, on Monday or Thursday, and then we see them back in the clinic already after 3-4 days, because we want to review and help the client to make sure that we give the foods and the advice so that this diet is realistically possible to do. So this, what I would like to say, that many people have been given an impression in the media that in order to reverse your diabetes, you need to be a superhero and with incredible good willpower. But this is not the case. I mean, yes, you need to want to do it, and I'm not changing, saying that change is easy, but it's totally doable, because we give you 3 main meals and 3 snacks, so you're eating every 2-3 hours. Like one patient said to me once, this diet is great if you have time to eat all the time. But what I'm trying to say with this is that you have to be prepared. You can't just walk out of your house and not have your snacks with you. And if you go to work, you have your soup and your rolls. And so you need to be prepared. Anybody who has had ever small children knows that if they go somewhere, they need to bring their nappies and their bottles and everything with them. it's the same way you basically have to look after yourself over the course of the few months when we are trying to lift this insulin resistance, which is the base of type 2 diabetes.
You must meet a lot of patients who struggle with that part, though, the willpower to stick with something. I mean,
now, you know what? When you are taking a lot of medications and your sugar readings goes up and you are feeling not well because you have low energy levels, you are thirsty, you know the side effects. Many people already have some of the side effects, eyesight deterioration, they could have ulcers in their leg, they could have aches and pain. And when they know the prospect, they might have met somebody or the doctor in the clinic has told them that you are risking to get a heart attack, you are risking to get a kidney disease, you are risking to get leg amputation. The motivation to improve your health is quite huge and usually helps in the beginning of the diet.
But I don't know if I agree with that, because there are a lot of us, and I am no angel on this front myself, there are a lot of us who are overweight. We know it is bad for us, and yet so many of us, as you will know, don't do enough to, and again, I'm in that category, you don't do enough to fully address that. I know that it is bad for my health to be overweight. I haven't been able to fix it.
I know what you're saying, but you see, the advice we've been giving for people for years, it's so misleading and so confusing, because then you switch on your computer and there is some message coming, look at these 15 different fruits that burning fat like crazy. And then you go at your doctor's surgery or a dietitian, they show you that old-fashioned food pyramid, which is still in place in Ireland, made by our lovely food safety authorities, basically recommending people to eat starchy vegetables, carbohydrates, bread, potatoes, telling people that this is what they should base their diet on. Like, really, I would say, yes, I would definitely say people need to take more personal responsibility. But we also have to take responsibility as a society and health professionals, what advice we are giving to people. Because losing weight and eating healthy, you need to be able to give in specific advice. You need to give these people support. And this is one of the most important elements. People need support. You can't tell to somebody, you know what, you could lose some weight and then tell them to come back after a year or take them back after a few months. I'm taking patients back after 2-3 days when they start my diet, because I want to make sure that they have an opportunity to tell me what is not working for me, for them, if they are hungry, if they don't like the recipes I gave them, whatever issues they have. I am not anywhere trying to sell an easy solution, and I never have, but I'm selling a solution that is working, and it's definitely going to give a difference to your health.
So that's what should be happening in the public sector as well?
Absolutely. We should put much more resources in helping and supporting people to do this lifestyle change, and not just telling them exercise more and eat less, which is absolutely insulting advice, because nobody's that stupid that we don't know. Of course, we should eat less calories. But actually, when you eat healthy food, you can eat quite a lot, because the healthy food doesn't have huge amount of energy density in them, hasn't a huge amount of energy. Exercise is extremely low way and ineffective way of losing weight. Exercise is extremely important, don't get me wrong, but somebody who has 3, 4, 5 stone of excess weight and have mobility problems is going to find extremely difficult to do any exercise. I'm exercising today because I need to keep my mobility up. I need to make sure my arms are moving. I had 2 rotator cuff operation last year. I used to run before. Now I can't do that. I need to move, keep mobility, stability, because I'm getting older, so that I don't end up in nursing home. It's a different why I'm exercising, not because I'm just, you know, trying to compensate for a bad diet. This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And if you're thinking about that, we are at the moment in Ireland spending almost 12% of the health budget for treatment of one single disease. One disease, which is basically created by bad lifestyle. This is absolutely crazy. And how the government is not doing anything. And then they're talking about these long, long queues on A&Es and people on trolleys and all that. They are doing nothing to prevent people getting sick. They're trying to just, you know, do something when they are already sick. But sorry, it's much easier to make healthy, strong children than fix a broken man. So let's start from the prevention.
It's an impassioned plea. I won't hold my breath until it's responded to, shall we say.
You know what? I see the most amazing life-changing results in my clinics. And I have one in Galway. I travel between the clinics. I have one in Cork. I have two in Dublin. And I have managed to be lucky with the help of lifestyle change, seeing these results that people are changing their life. And this is why I studied to become a doctor, to do something that has value. And I am nowhere saying I can help everybody, but I really hope that what I'm doing, I'm giving the right advice. And at least at the moment, the advice I'm giving, I believe it's the right advice. I know I'm only one voice, and I'm not saying go and inform yourself, go on internet, get information, and then use the common sense.
And go to the proper places, because as you've said already, there's plenty of nonsense out there in terms of online. You've got an information event finally, Dr. Ava, at Easton's in Galway this day next week.
Yes, and I'm really looking forward to, and I'm going to be talking there. I'm going to be giving a little talk about, you know, hopefully a little bit less passionate than I was now.
I don't mind that at all.
And there will be some of my patients who have lost weight, and I will be answering questions, and we are going to have a chat, and we are going to laugh, and I'm nowhere as scary as I come across on TV. But yes, don't ask me questions where I'm passionate, because it can come out that way. But I'm not.
Your new book is Reverse Your Diabetes, the Revolutionary Diet Plan for Taking Control of Type 2 Diabetes. Lots of advice, recipes and more inside from Dr. Ava Orsmond. Dr. Ava, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
All the very best.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Eva Orsmond there, as I say. And that information event that we talked about will take place at Easton's and Shop Street in Galway on Tuesday of next week, this day next week, from 6:30, next Tuesday evening, 6:30, next Tuesday evening.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.